With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One person died when a van went through a stop sign and caused a crash in Boulder Junction. One other person was injured in the wreck yesterday morning. It happened at the intersection of Highway 51 and County H. The van was driving on H and failed to stop at a stop sign. It collided with a full-size pickup. Emergency responders extricated one of the drivers. The collision is still under investigation. Wisconsin's role as the nation's leading cranberry-producing state will continue in 2019. Ken Kroll has more.
According to projections released recently by the National Agricultural Statistics Service, Wisconsin growers will harvest an estimated 5.6 million barrels of fruit this fall. The forecast marks the 25th year that Wisconsin has led the nation in cranberry production. Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association Director Tom Lochner says farmers he's talked to say while the crop is slightly above last year's production, they're reporting an average year.
From what I heard from them, they were seeing that the crop was about a couple weeks behind just due to the late start this spring, a lot of rain, and then lack of really warm weather. We could use some warm weather now to bring some sizing on the fruit, and that's hopefully we'll get that between now and when we start harvest.
The harvest projection is part of the approximately 9 million barrels of cranberries expected nationwide, up 1% from 2018. The U.S. cranberry industry overall has faced a surplus in recent years caused by a number of factors, including strong growing conditions, new cranberry acreage, and technological advances. Cranberries are grown on 21,000 acres across 20 counties in central and northern Wisconsin. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Scientists are touting the discovery of a rare bee in the Shawamigan-Nicolay National Forest. Forest Service researchers found the rare bee while conducting a bee inventory in Lakewood. Three of these so-called cuckoo bees were captured last month at Chickadee Barrens. All three bees were netted off black-eyed Susan plants blooming along roadsides within the forest. The last confirmed record of the bee in Wisconsin dates back to 1910 in Dane County. The rare bee collects floral oils and pollens from the yellow loosestrife family. After a successful winter trapping effort, 60 more elk have joined Wisconsin's growing herd. The elk are now settling into their new home in northern Wisconsin after their release from the acclimation and quarantine pen. 48 elk arrived in the holding pen this year in March, but numbers grew as pregnant cows gave birth this summer. The release of these 60 elk marks the fifth and final year of Wisconsin's elk translocation efforts and the second release of elk into the Northern Elk Range in Sawyer County. 31 elk were released here in 2017. Kevin Wallenfang, the Wisconsin DNR big game ecologist and elk reintroduction coordinator, says both of Wisconsin's elk herds are doing quite well and increasing in numbers. Wisconsin's DNR worked with several key partners to release a total of 164 elk since 2015. Some were used to start a new wild elk herd in Jackson County in 2015, now estimated to be approximately 80 elk. In addition, more Kentucky elk were added to the northern herd, which was first established in 1995. That herd is now approaching 300 elk. Each year upon arrival from Kentucky, the elk received 24-hour care and monitoring while being held in a 7-acre pen during the required quarantine period. This year's quarantine was extended into early August to conduct additional bovine tuberculosis testing for one suspect animal. Fortunately, that animal did not have the disease, and the quarantine was lifted earlier this month. Before release, each elk is fitted with a tracking collar that will provide years of extremely useful information about elk movements, habitat preference, survival information, and more. The Columbia County District Attorney says a police chase which resulted in a fatal crash last April did not involve criminal conduct by any law enforcement officers. The DA says no charges will be filed. Brothers with nearly identical names, Terrence Phillips Simmons and Terrence P. Simmons, died in a wreck as they were trying to get away from pursuing officers on Interstate 39. They were suspects in a Marathon County kidnapping case. Our forecast today, mostly sunny skies with a high near 70. For tonight, patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear and a low around 45. Saturday, patchy fog early, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 72. On Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 74. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.